From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The tax cut compromise President Obama struck with Republicans last week now faces considerably more scrutiny by Democrats in the U.S. House after winning overwhelming support in the Senate. NPR's Mara Liasson reports senators voted 81-19 today to extend Bush-era tax cuts while also extending jobless insurance.
The deal is popular with the public and with a big majority of the U.S. Senate. But in the House, Democrats in particular are angry that it gives so much to the wealthy and that it was negotiated without their input. The president says he knows there are parts of the plan that members on both sides of the aisle don't like.
That's the nature of compromise. But we worked hard to negotiate an agreement. That's a win for middle-class families and a win for our economy. And we can't afford to let it fall victim to either delay or defeat.
The president said he was absolutely convinced the plan would help grow the economy and create jobs. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The House is expected to vote again shortly on whether to repeal the policy that bans gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. If lawmakers agree to overturn Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it once again heads back to the Senate, where the measure had already been voted down. Democratic leaders are pushing for passage before the new Congress convenes in January. The Justice Department is suing BP and several other companies for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. It's trying to recover billions of dollars in losses stemming from the historic disaster. Attorney General Eric Holder is pledging further action.
While today's civil action marks a crucial first step forward, it is not a final step. Both are criminal and civil investigations are continuing.
The suit does not name Halliburton, which had been accused of contributing to the spill. Halliburton did cementing on the Macondo well, where the April explosion killed 11 workers. South Korea held its biggest ever evacuation drill in 35 years. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikau Tower reports drivers stopped their cars and civil defense personnel told pedestrians where to go while jets simulating enemy planes flew overhead.
The five-minute siren was broadcast all over South Korea. For 20 minutes, in frigid weather, civil defense workers, police, and volunteers guided citizens to safety shelters such as subways, underground parking lots, and basements. It's the first time this scale of civil defense drills were held. The National Emergency Management Agency said up to 12 million people were estimated to have participated, including elementary and college students. For NPR News, I'm Dua Lee, Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
There's little sign of inflation after consumer prices rose a slight 0.1% last month. Labor Department reports if you exclude food and energy prices, core consumer prices reflect their first increase in 4 months. Dow is down 18. This is NPR. Greece's central Athens is brought to a standstill yet again. Hundreds of protesters hurled gasoline bombs and vandalized vehicles as they clashed with police outside Parliament today. They were among thousands to descend on the area to launch another round of protests against austerity measures unions strongly oppose. But Greece's government says the cost-cutting measures are vital to climbing out of its worst debt crisis since World War II. A consumer watchdog group with a history of attacking food manufacturers is suing McDonald's over its Happy Meal toys. As April Fulton tells us, it's asking the company to stop marketing toys to kids.
McDonald's and other fast food companies spend over $500 million a year on TV advertising and marketing, most of it promoting toys that come with kids' meals. The Center for Science and the Public Interest filed a lawsuit today against McDonald's in state court in California to stop the company from advertising toys with Happy Meals. The group is filing on behalf of parents. It says McDonald's toy advertising is deceptive. It targets young children who don't understand advertising. The center says that advertising makes kids beg their parents to buy food that's high in calories, sugar, fat, and salt, which contributes to obesity. The company has added healthier items to its menu in recent years, but French fries still go into Happy Meals more than 90% of the time. McDonald's has not yet responded to the lawsuit. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 19 points at last check at 11,458, and the Nasdaq was off 11 at 26.17. This is NPR.